Blog Talk Radio.
From sunrise to Singapore and all points in between, you're tuned in to Get Motivated with J-Dog.
Good evening, everyone. This is Jonathan J-Dog Letterman, your host of Get Motivated with J-Dog. And before we start, I want to congratulate the South Florida Gold on a victory over the North Florida Sharks on Saturday. They won 150-117. They'll be on the road this weekend. That's the South Florida Gold of the American Basketball Association. It's a team that I do some public address for. Right now they're 4-2 in the nation. And it ties into what we're going to talk about tonight. Getting out of life what you want, getting the things that you desire. For many, many, many years, and it all started when I was 11 years old and I did my first ever backyard carnival for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. I was very, very successful as I raised over $1,000 to help people affected by neuromuscular diseases. I was invited to be on the Skipper Chuck Show, and I was able to present a check, and when I got to school, I was like a hero at my middle school. And from that point on, I always remembered what I would tell people when they asked me, how did you do it? How did you raise $1,000? And I said, very simple. All you have to do is ask. All you have to do is ask. In all of our spiritual teachings, we're taught, if you ask, it shall be given. And that is so true. And when you put things out into the universe, the universe conspires to deliver them, but you got to be careful how you ask for things. So the key is knowing what you want and then having a plan and putting that plan into action and tweaking that plan along the way and getting things that you want, things that you desire. But it's action. You can't just say, oh, 170 pounds and you're 220. You can say that, but you have to take action steps. You might have to change your lifestyle, your choices. I don't like to use the word diet because the first three letters of the word diet are die, and none of us want to die. So the idea is getting out there and saying, okay, this is what I want in my life. Now, how do I get it? What action steps do I need to take in releasing weight? And you notice I said releasing, not losing, because when you lose something, you have a tendency to go look for it. But when you release it, it's gone. It's out of sight. And I'll give you a technique that I use to release things. A lot of times when something's bothering me, I'll write it down on a piece of paper. I'll throw it in a tin can. I'll set it on fire. I'll wait for the ashes to cool. And then I'll dump it out in the backyard making compost. So the idea is getting the negative thoughts that are holding you back out of your system. And then using statements like, I will. In the case of releasing weight, it might be that I will make better choices. I will stop eating desserts. I will prepare better meals, healthier meals. Whatever the case is, it's putting things in the proper perspective, in the I will, and having those goals. And having the goals are very, very important, but just don't speak the goals. Write the goals down. Because if your goals are in sight, they're in flight. But if they're out of sight, they're out of mind. And make sure you look at those goals and you evaluate them. And make sure you're taking the action steps to reach those goals, whatever the case may be. It might be the desire to raise money for a charity. It might be the desire to get work as a public address announcer, a public speaker, a life attorney, whatever profession you've chosen. And you want to rise to be the best in that profession. So what does it take to be the best? It takes knowing that you are capable beyond measure. It takes understanding that you can do things that you never thought possible. when you put things into motion and you start to take action. I talk about on this show a lot of times about putting yourself out there, making sure you're promoting whatever you're, in my case, Relay for Life, your business, whatever it is. And I want to share a small story with you that I think will resonate with everyone. And if you want to call in with stories of success, you can call us at 323-642-1530. Last week, after a committee meeting with the Relay for Life of Sunrise and Tamarack, I went out to get myself some dinner. I went to my local Subway, and I got the healthiest sandwich that I thought available. And instead of getting a cookie, I got Sun Chips, and I got an energy drink. And I made sure the energy drink was gluten-free and didn't have the taurine or any things that could harm me in the drink. And as I was on my way to the car, I said, hey, you know what? Let me do a live video telling everybody what I'm doing on Facebook. And I did that live video, and there was a couple that was walking by, and they heard what I was doing. And they came over and they introduced themselves, and we got to talking. We had a great conversation. And I got a big shout-out going to Audrey Parente. That's A-U-D-R-E-Y-P-A-R-E-N-T-E. And her husband, they have a publishing company here. And they came over. They started talking to me about a book. And then they surprised me. They went and they posted in my Get Motivated with Jonathan J. Dog Letterman page on Facebook. I have a group, and it's open to the public, and the idea is for everybody to get motivated and share positivism. They are going to donate a percentage of their royalties from a book called The Taxol Thief by Ceylon Barclay. The launch date for the book is February 4th. It also turns out that it's World Cancer Day that day, so that's only fitting. And they surprised me with that, showing that if you want to make a difference in the world, you have to put yourself out there, and you never know who God is going to send your way. You never know how the universe is going to conspire to help you reach and exceed your goals. It is amazing what happens when you put yourself out there, and when you have a plan, and you plan your work, and you work your plan, and all of a sudden, people come to help you. You put out on Facebook, as I did the other day, and I used my personal messenger to message some people about what I was doing with my fundraising. And I want to thank Barbara Theodosio of The Addict's Mom. She came through with a donation. I had people like Debbie Goldfarb from Florida come through with a donation. It was amazing. The people that went to the website, http://main.acsevents.org/GOTO/JDOGG and the number 18. And everybody knows why the number 18. 18 in Hebrew is Chai. Chai means life, and that's what we're doing. We're celebrating life, and we're remembering those that we've lost to cancer. We're fighting back by raising funds for research, education, advocacy, and services. And having a vision and having a goal and putting yourself out there is very, very important. Everything I've ever done, I started with congratulating South Florida Gold and told you that I'm their PA announcer. Let me tell you how that came about. I put myself out there. I found out that the South Florida Gold was going to be playing in our local community. I made a phone call and I talked to the owner. I did a phone audition. He liked my voice and he liked what I brought to the table, and he offered me the job. And now I get paid to be a public address announcer. Well, as a result, I had the opportunity to work with the Academic Solutions Academy on loan from the South Florida Gold as a volunteer for the day. Now open up a door because the lady that I was working with, Sulon Johnson, she used to work for the NFL, and she knows a lot of NFL players, and she told me that she could help me with the Relay for Life and that she wants to also hire me for some of her events that she puts on as the MC. So putting yourself out there opens doors, but also not being afraid to talk to people, not be afraid to ask for what you want, showing people how you can be of service and value to them. Some people will get it. Some won't. Some will want to help you in a big, big way. And that's great. And these great things, they start to happen. Also, when you're armed with facts that they tell, the stories they sell, You know, I do a lot of work, as my listeners know, for Relay for Life. I'm very passionate about it. 2017 marks my 18th year of being involved with Relay for Life. I've been involved with the Junior Chamber of Commerce and was very successful with them, the JCs. I've helped the Muscular Dystrophy Association, March of Dimes, Ronald McDonald House, various charities throughout the years. And I've learned one thing, that you have to ask. You have to put yourself out there, and you have to have facts, and you have to have something that resonates with your audience. If you are going to manifest great things into your life and create the life that you desire, you're going to have to ask, and you're going to have to work. Yes, work is a four-letter word. And everything that you have to do, you have to plan, and you have to work your plan, and you have to tweak your plan. And when it's all said and done, you're going to have a life that you can be proud of. I use facts and figures, for example, that in 2013, the American Society fulfilled nearly one request for cancer information via the phone, email, and online chats. And I give out the 800 number all the time, 1-800-ACS-2345. And the reason I do that is because you never know whose life you might touch. By having that information, it gives you credibility. So think about it in your business. What facts do you have that can give you credibility? What accomplishments do you have that can give you credibility? What will give somebody a reason to hire you, provide services, or what's going to motivate somebody to buy products from you as opposed to someone else? Think about why people will do business with each other. We hear it all the time. Every seminar you go to, and it's nothing new, you hear it all the time. People do business with people they like, people they know, and people they trust. And that's true. And it's so important to do that, because when you start to do that, you start to manifest great things, and you start to build relationships. I had a experience. It was a package at the door, and it was from Concept Sports. It's a company that does sports apparel. And I write to them every year for Relay for Life, and every year they send me some type of care package. And this year it's pajama bottoms and tops of different teams, the Pittsburgh Steelers, New York Mets. And I got that because I asked. I reached out. And every year I continued to ask. And every year I continued to promote that company, Concept Sports. And you can find their products in Macy's. You can find their products in different sports apparel stores locally. You can look for the tag, Concept Sports. Good quality products. And I have a relationship, so they want to help me with the American Cancer Society. So every year I ask them for help, and every year I get a care package. This year I decided, you know what, I'm going to go online, and I'm going to use social media as a way to ask. And I found a company that does custom bats called SAM, S-A-M, and then BAT, B-A-T, SAM BAT. And they do custom maple bats, baseball bats. And I wrote to them after seeing their product advertised online that it would be great to have one of these for the fundraising efforts with Relay for Life. And the other day, I knocked on the door, and there was a package. And I opened it up, and it was one of the bats. And on the bat, it says, strike out cancer, and it has the date of the relay, May 5th, 2017. And so I do some research about the fundraiser and sent me the bat. And in return, I wrote a nice review on their Facebook page. I took a picture of the bat and put it out there so everybody would see it. And who knows, they might get some business from it. That's putting yourself out there. That's being of service and value. That's creating the life that you want. Bringing things to fruition. Think about that for a minute and give us a ring, 323-642-1530. And think about, what is it that you want in your life? If you want happiness and you want joy in your life, you're going to have to find ways to make other people happy and find ways to bring joy to their life. Because what we put out there comes back to us. What we put out there comes back to us a lot of times tenfold. You know, we watch the news and people are up in arms about the election and people are up in arms and all these marches going on and everything and all these protests going on. And you start to think, if you want a better life, you have to be a better person. If you want a better life, you have to change your mindset. It's not about breaking windows at a Starbucks. It's not about tipping over newspaper stands. It's not about graffitiing a building. You know, it's about looking at the issues in your community and saying, I want my community to be a better place. So how can I get involved and be proactive and positive? How can I make kindness and compassion rule the day? What can I do to make a difference? Imagine if all of those people marching decided that they were going to take a dollar out of their pocket and that they were going to support a women's education center in the areas that are underserved, or that they were going to support a medical clinic for women in the areas that are underserved, instead of creating issues and making threats, they decided to be positive. What could happen? Imagine if they would have taken the money that it costs for airfare or for the travel, the gas that it costs in the travel to and from the rally, and they would have said, hey, you know what? The $60 that it took me to fill up my SUV to go and protest could have been used in a better way. $60 that could have bought medical stuff for those less fortunate, those underserved. Think about it. It's an entire village to raise a child. And what are we teaching our kids? If we're out there vandalizing buildings, what message does that give to your children? You know, it's last week, Martin Luther King said, how ironic, you turn on the news and the park where there was a Martin Luther King Day celebration going on gets shot up. And I said, you know, it's a crazy mixed up world. So what do we need to do to change it? What do we need to motivate ourselves and motivate others and be proactive in a positive way? Hurting the small little business in the area who hires four or five friends of yours in the community doesn't help your community. So the plan is boost that person's business, support that person's business, support one another. Don't tear things down. Don't go and be violent, because violent doesn't change anything. It never has, and it never will. Finding that inner peace and realizing the divinity inside yourself and recognizing the divinity in others, that's what changes things. That's what makes the world a better place. When people get together, ego and God out. When we check the ego at the door and we're going to work together, regardless of our party affiliation, regardless of our race, regardless of our sexual orientation, regardless of our religious beliefs, when we decide that we are human and we are more alike, we are. Serves humanity is the best work of life, that is when change occurs. When we see somebody that needs help and we don't judge them and we just help without expectation of return, guess what? The return's going to come. It's going to happen. It's all about reaching out. You want something and you want to create the life that you desire, you got to ask, but you got to put in the work too. But maybe it's not their time to help. Maybe God and the universal powers have another plan. Maybe they have another person in mind that will help you. And remember, just because somebody says no, it's not a no forever. They're just not ready. And it's not our job to drag them kicking and screaming to our belief system. What we need to do is respect each other's common ground to create the life that we desire. I have a very simple desire in my life. I want a roof over my head. I want food on my table. And I want people to work together and be happy. Very simple wants. It's not about the fancy car. Even though a lot of people will judge based on the car that you drive. It's not about the fancy house for me. Even though people will judge based on the house that you have. Because we become such a judgmental society of materialistic things instead of spiritual things. They're not going to look and say, man, that guy's got a spiritual gift. He's able to create a vibration in people that gives them a little push that they need to be successful. Because our society has come full circle in certain things in that regard. And think about it. How are you putting yourself out there? How are you being perceived? If you go on Facebook, you can see there's a lot of negativity. You put out an idea, and it might be a great, great idea, and a lot of people are coming back at you in a negative way. Ignore that negativity, because there's going to be naysayers, there's going to be haters. It's unfortunate, and they maybe aren't evolved as much as you are, and not willing to find a common ground. Somebody the other day, I told a story last week. I wrote that I was the cure guy got all bent out of shape and told me he was going to report me and that what I was doing was illegal and all that. And it's like, you feel like asking that person, yo, where'd you get your law degree? But you know what? I removed the comment. I didn't dignify him with an answer. I went out about my business, and there were people that were donating, and there were people that were liking what I was doing. And I focused on positive. And I've raised $749 towards a goal of $2,500 for Relay for Life. I'm able to host this radio Monday night at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and hopefully empower and inspire you, the listener, to take action in your personal life and your personal life and your spiritual life to make some enhancements, maybe to make some changes, to be a little bit more positive, to not be as judgmental as you once were, and to see that great things happen and that people do appreciate what you do. I have a wall full of thank you notes through the years from different people, and it goes a long way. And one of the thank you notes on the front, it says, "The only true gift is a portion of yourself," Ralph Waldo Emerson. If you're going to manifest the life that you want, you have to give a little bit of yourself. You have to put yourself out there to make a difference. You know, you have to be of service and value. It's not always about getting paid for a job. Sometimes it's doing something free that you love to do, and then the universe conspires to bring people in that will pay you to do that job. And that's happened so many times for me. I was doing an event, and I was doing it pro bono because I believed in the cause, and somebody event said, "Listen, I have a sound system. I have everything all set up. I need an MC for a 50th birthday party. Could you do it? And what would you charge me?" And I said, "Well, as a friend, I would charge you $50 an hour." And they said, "Great, it's done. I need you for 3 hours. Well, when it was all said and done, they gave me $200. So by giving of yourself, giving of your time, and you start to manifest things that create money for you, but don't make it all about the money. Yes, you should be paid for your services. You should be monetizing your talents. But a lot of times we get so caught up in what's in it for me that we lose sight of what can happen after the fact, what it could bring in. But at the same token, don't go and expect somebody to do something for free just because. Oh, they're a friend. They should do it for free for me. Nonprofit team. We don't pay our announcer. I've heard that so many times. I've turned those jobs down because my attitude now and how I've manifested the things that I have in my life is I've put a value on what I bring to the table. Are you putting a value on what you bring to the table? Ask yourself, am I putting myself on the premium rack or am I putting myself on the clearance rack? Where am I putting myself? How am I getting the things that I want in my life? What am I doing to bring goodness into my life so that I can bring goodness into other people's lives? We're here till 6 o'clock. You can call us at 323-642-1530, 323-642-1530. You're tuned in to Get Motivated with J-Dog. I'm your host, Jonathan J-Dog Letterman. I'm known as the Positive Broadcaster, and my intention with this show is to empower you and to inspire you so that each week you can have tools that can help you to create the life that you want, to make your life a little bit better. My biggest thing that I tell everybody is when you give, you get. So this week, find something to support, something that you believe in. It could be my work with the Relay for Life, going to http://main.acsevent.org/goto/jdogt. And what happens after you support somebody? Are they putting your name out there? I know, for example, in my blog, I'm going to mention the people that donated and hopefully get them support for their businesses and their nonprofits. And, you know, I've had the opportunity to meet a lot of great people throughout the years of doing the radio show, having my own TV, doing public address announcing. And I've met a lot of successful people along the way. And the one thing that all the successful people have in common is they plan their work and they work their plan and they have a why. They have a reason. And it's not always a monetary reason. And don't get me wrong. Yes, it's nice to have the fancy cars, nice to have the fancy house and the fancy clothes. But in reality, when it's all said and done, you're going to be measured on the impact that you made on the lives of others. What legacy will you leave? Will you be the person they talk about that say, they say, I want to be more like he was. I want to be like she was. She was a builder. He was a lifter. They made a difference in people's lives. I'm going to go make a difference in people's lives. I'm going to share myself. I'm going to put myself out there. And the more I put myself out there, the better my life is going to become, the more lives I'm going to impact, the more opportunities I'm going to have to create good things for myself and others. So think about it. The next time you want to write a big political rant about how bad things are, take a deep breath and instead look at how good things are. Look at what you have to be grateful for. You woke up this morning and it wasn't a white chalk line around your body. You should be grateful that you're alive. Grateful to have the opportunity to move forward in a positive direction of your dreams. And if you do that on a daily basis and you wake up with an attitude of gratitude, put you who you contact with. You never know what might come back to you. I told you the story about Audrey Parente.